Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. We say happy Friday to you all, and we thank God for you taking your time to share with us on this Friday, July the 28th. So we just thank you for taking your time, your lunch break, just your time in your day to share with us, with the Anointing Full Gospel Center, the Anointed Women's Ministry this Friday. And today we just want to just take time just to share with you experiences that we've learned out of the book, I Am a Survivor by Margaret Moore. And for those of you who do have your book, if you're very familiar with a part of it that talks about leap. And it is something that I wanted to share with you all because it is something that is very to the point, but it's something that is very in-depth as far as how it relates to all of us. Because for many of us who are in relationships, for those of us who desire to be in relationships, and even times of those before we get into relationships, kind of wanting to understand and to navigate what all of that means. And so one of the things that talks about in LEAP, which is actually found in the book, is actually on the back of the book, that actually talks about different points of what the acronym LEAP stands for, which is, it talks about is to live, empower, aim, and to preserve. So today we're going to go in and understanding that and going in and how that relates to us individually. And just wanted to share my experience, because all of us have experiences where we were in circumstances, we were in situations, and being able to know how to overcome that. And LEAP can actually be applied to any circumstance, any part of our lives. But we want to look at it today in reference to a relationship. And again, when it comes to the first acronym in LEAP being L, which refers to live. And in being able to live, to thrive in a relationship, the acronym goes on to talk about live as being learn to live your life to the fullest. And when we look at that, oftentimes the world will give us to understand that living our life to the fullest just means that going on a vacation or getting this particular job. And it doesn't mean that those things are not enjoyment. It doesn't mean that there's something that, you know, we desire to have in our lives. There's nothing wrong with that. But what about when you come home? What about when you are in that relationship, and whether it's new relationship or whether it is something that you're desiring to get into? How do we live in that? How do we live that to the fullest? And in order to live something to the fullest, being able to be free, in order to be able to no longer be bound, to no longer be in a place that the situations in our past, whether it be experiences that we may have been confronted with, whether it be those times in our lives where we may have been encountered with severe and alarming life experiences, whether it be verbal abuse, physical abuse, whether it be psychological, feeling of neglect, lack of affection and loss, whatever that life experience is, that life experience was something that was severe. They were real. They did happen. But I wanted to come today to share my experiences and how LEAP has affected my life and how I hope that it will be able to affect your life. Because God does not want us to remain where we're at, but to know that there is a way out, that there is an opportunity. It is possible for you, for I, to be able to come out of that past experience. And the way to come out of it is to know that there is life. There is living beyond that. Because those experiences come, they are traumatic experiences. They have affected us mentally. They have affected us emotionally. They have affected us psychologically. Even how we even view our relationships, because that's what we're talking about today. Because sometimes we're in relationships and even just a situation, just to share with you, there was a point in time in my relationships in the past where I just thought I just had to talk, always had to talk in the relationship, always wanting to please and always wanting to prove who I am, to prove myself. But learning out of that is that that was something, it was stemming from something else. And we talk about it often on the broadcast on Fridays, is that everything we go through stems from something else. There is a cause and there is an effect. Whatever the cause is going to produce an effect. And sometimes we are living in the effects of our past. We're living in effects of our life experiences that have caused, that have directed our lives and how we approach relationships and how we're able to communicate and why we may feel the need to prove ourselves. Whatever the effect is in our relationships is something that it's good to be able to understand, to learn what is the cause, because we can't go back to change it. Whatever has happened, it's done. We cannot change it. But what we can do is being able to know that I can live beyond this, that I don't have to continue to allow that experience to continue to keep me in that place of not being able to live life to the fullest. To know that there is life beyond that, recognizing it, identifying it for what it is, how it has affected you, how it has affected me, and being able to know that I can come out of it. I can be able to let go. And it brings me to a quote I would like to read. It's actually on page 6 of the book, or actually at the bottom of it is actually XI, the Roman numeral 4, 6, and it reads, "Letting go empowered me to move through dark paths of not knowing into places of knowing, to accept things I cannot change. Changing the things I can and learning the wisdom of knowing the difference." Because change, we cannot change the flow of how things are. We cannot change the things that we may be confronted with. We cannot change those things. But what we can do is learn how to let go. Let go of the effect of how that may have empowered you. It doesn't, or how it has affected us. It does not mean that the effect of it is not real, of how it affected you. It does not belittle the fact that your feelings are hurt. It does not belittle anything about how it has affected you. But what it does do is that it helps us to move forward. It has helped me to move forward, because I cannot change what my dad did. I cannot change what those past relationships did. But what I can do is how I choose to allow it to affect me. And how I choose to allow it to affect me has affected my relationships. It has affected in my friendships. It has affected that. But now, knowing that there is a solution, I don't have to continue to remain in that, by simply learning that I can let go and knowing that it's going to take time. It's going to take a daily practice. And that was one of the things that was even said in the book, is that it was repetitive in practice, practice, practice. It takes time. Just because we come into the knowledge of something does not mean that, bam, it is done. You don't have to do anything. It's just going to be what it is. It takes time. It takes time. Sometimes we can comprehend something, but to walk it out, to be able to practice it every single day, it just takes time to be able to see that change in our lives. and be patient with ourselves. Even if it doesn't happen that day or if it takes a week, just know that it is possible to live beyond those, the effects of those experiences. And so just wanted to also know that in letting go doesn't mean about forgetting that experience, but the effect of it and how it has had on my life, our lives. That's the key itself, is that knowing that it's not about forgetting what has happened, but no longer allowing it to be that venom, you know, moving beyond the venom effect of those experiences, that now you can live the opposite of that bite, which is now to live life to the fullest. Many of us have seen people and seen how, you know, they can enjoy life, that they're full with so much exuberance and brightness, and we wonder, well, I would like to experience that, but in our own lives. Whether it be today, whether it be opportunity to go on a vacation, whatever it is, even just living our day-to-day lives and being the best version of who we are in our relationships. This is not just for those who are desiring to be in a relationship, but those who are in a relationship. Sometimes there are past hurts that have affected our relationships, and being able to fully give ourselves to trust or to communicate with that person, or letting go of our independence in some areas that may be needed to be compromised so we can work together and moving forward in a healthy relationship for the success of it. Everything has a cause to why things are the way that they are. And the importance of finding out what that cause is and letting go of that cause will help us to live life to its fullest. And then the next acronym is to empower. Empower is to learn to be empowered by living a lifestyle filled with love, happiness, and excitement. And again, these acronyms all refer to something that has to be learned. The author shared her experiences that was learned, and all of us can learn. It can apply to our lives and how we can be able to relearn. Just like I mentioned before in the acronym of LIVE, now letting go of that. It's like a person out of, if any of you have ever been in a position where you had to relearn how to regain mobility in something, whether it be may have had minor surgery and now needing to have that rehab therapy in order to know how to walk again, or knowing how to speak again, whatever the situation may have been, or whether you may not have experienced that. But in learning how, or to relearn how, to regain that mobility, it takes time. It takes relearning how to do something. And that's what letting go does, from the acronym of LIVE. Once we let go of that, then we can be empowered in how to live life, how we can be able to live life with love, filled with love, filled with happiness, and filled with excitement. And a way to do that is learning how to relearn those habits. Those habits when I felt, and all of us have places where we were in our childhood where we may have felt, your experience may be different from mine, but it's still an experience. Mine was rejection. So realizing now that the reason why things were, the reason why I approached relationships the way that I did, the reason why I approached friendships the way that I did, is simply because the cause of it was rejection. And so now I've got to relearn how. How am I to go about these relationships? No longer needing to prove myself. Now, it doesn't mean that thought in the back of my mind is not there, because remember, I have to relearn how to do this thing again. So that's a day-to-day practice, practicing every single day. That's like a person who is desiring to learn how to play a sport that they've never played before. You can't just do it once a month or once a year and you're expecting to master it. This is an everyday opportunity. This is an opportunity to live life to its fullest, a life that is filled with love, a life that is filled with care, compassion, appreciation for who you are and those in your life. This takes practice relearning how to love yourself. And one of the things that I've learned recently is about learning your personality. Our personalities could have been affected or even manipulated to the way that they are because of our experiences. Many of us have seen bullies, whether it be on TV or whether it be in our own personal lives. When it comes to the reality of that bully, the bully is actually a person or could be a person, I know I've seen, a person who struggled at home, was dealing with abuse, was dealing with severe rejection, was never feeling good enough. So to the outside world, to their peers, they were viewed as a bully. But in actuality, there was a cause as to why that child or that person was labeled as a bully. It came from somewhere. And so now recognizing where it has come, now that child or even any of us will have to relearn how to live, how to yet learn about myself, learn that, look, I don't have to be impatient with myself anymore. I can take the time for myself. I can think about things that are good. Does it always mean that I feel that way? No, there are going to be days, there are going to be times, there are going to be experiences where we're not going to feel like speaking positive or saying our affirmations every day. No. But the purpose is knowing that it is good for us. No, we may not always feel good. No, it may not always feel like we're on cloud nine. But I guarantee you this, you have what it takes. It has a purpose. I remember learning at church that if you jump and leap high enough, it will get deep down within you. And that's what this is about. It is about yet making an effort every day to relearn habits, to relearn thought processes that have affected our relationships, that have affected our lives. Because, again, it starts with us. Though a relationship is two people coming together with the same mindset, with the same goals and the desires of making this relationship to be successful, to be healthy. And oftentimes I would always wonder, well, why does it seem like it's taking so long? Why does it seem like it hasn't happened yet? But over the course of time, God has taught me, and what I've learned through my leader, through others, through the book, have explained that, look, this takes time. It takes time for a watermelon to reach its fruition of sweetness and ripeness. It takes time for that. It takes a process. So in the process, all of this is about relearning the best about who we are. Not the rejection, not the effect of the abuse, not the effect of the rejection, not the effect of neglect. Those are just effects. But now it's time, now that we've come to the truth of it, to be able to let it go, now it's time to relearn. So now we can be able to take care of us, to tend to us, find out how we feel for today. Fine, we're so concerned, and it's nothing wrong with being concerned about others. It's nothing wrong with loving others, but the importance is about finding balance in that, finding balance in where we put our time. I've said it before that we spent so much time, 90-95% of our minds, of ourselves, on other people, on what's external, but not taking the time, that same effort, that same energy into my mind. Why am I having this headache right now? Why am I not getting enough sleep? How can I approach this differently? Why does this happen the way that it does? Why is my time not being managed as well as I desire to in my day, whether it be at work, whether it be with certain tasks, whatever it may be? That's how we care for ourselves, because we only have this one life. We only have this one body. And taking care of it, just like how many people take care of their pets, they take care of animals, they take care of their flowers, they tend to them. They nurture them. They give it what it needs in order to flourish. And tending to us by loving ourselves, coming into the understanding about what is it do you need right now? What is it that you need today? That's what's important. It's tending to ourselves. And like I've said it before, being patient with ourselves. And then I wanted to also go to page 82 in the book, and I wanted to read this. When getting beyond the past, the greatest investment that can be made is walking away. Knowing who you are and how you positively view the world around you. Because that is about our perception. Because one of the hardest, most valuable time spent and the most important investment we can make in our empowerment is walking away from a relationship or situation, knowing, not feeling, but knowing that you are stronger, wiser, you are more than how you may have started. That in itself is something that I never understood, and I'm still learning the importance of that. Because we can walk away from relationships and think about the negative and think about how it has affected us, or walk away from that situation and never put two thoughts into it. And then it comes around again and we think, deja vu. No, it may not necessarily be deja vu, but it could just be you may not have learned. I may not have learned the importance of what that situation was meant to bring to me. We can view certain things and we may look at it as being bad. That was one of the quotes in the book. We can view something as being bad, but in actuality, it is good. We may look, that breakup was hard. That breakup affected our emotions. That breakup caused disappointment. It looked bad, but what is the good out of it? What is the good that we can learn from it so I can be able to walk out of it and be able to feel and know that I'm more wiser out of it? Because it was not just all bad, but it had a purpose for what it is. It had a purpose for why it happened, but it's up to us. It's up to the individual to find out what that purpose is. It's up to us to find out what can I gain from that, because many of us, including myself, have been in relationships that we do not even want to tell anybody the dynamic of that relationship. We don't even want to think about that relationship again because of how it has affected us. But if we want to avoid it, then what's the cause of why it affected us the way that it did? What's the cause of it? No, we don't like to relive certain things. I'm not saying go back and be in a corner and try to replay every situation, but understand it. Because it has a reason for why that it happened. Because if not, we'll end up in that same situation all over again with a different face, but a same situation. But knowing the significance as to why will help us, will empower us to know how to live life to the fullest. And it's about how we handle our everyday experiences, how we handle those past situations. And knowing that those experiences that we've gone through, those severe, those alarming, those shocking experiences that have hurt us, that have affected us, are real. For you and I, we don't have to allow them to debilitate us. It does not take away the severity of how it affected you or how it has affected me. But it does give us the dominion, the authority to know that I see it for what it is, but I'm no longer going to allow its venom to no longer be an effect to me anymore. We have that. We have that right. And then going into the next acronym, which is AIM, learn to accept change in your relationship that brings about growth. Like the seasons, change cannot be avoided. We all are aware of that. Change cannot be stopped. Change is a part of life, is a part of seasons. We see change everywhere we go. We see a child first born. We see them in a couple months, and we look, and first thing we say, oh, wow, look how big they've gotten, because change takes place. Just because we're no longer present in that child's life every single day doesn't mean the change that is necessary for that child to grow and to become an adult does not stop because we're not there. Change is inevitable. We cannot stop it. People evolve, so there's no difference when it comes to relationships. There is no difference. But learning to accept it, learning how to accept change through the things that we go through. And the quote on page 108 in reference to that says, it's a fact that times have changed, people have changed, and the definition of relationships changed and how they are designed and carried out. So now we understand that, yes, we know that change happens, but how we allow that change to affect us is in our control. It is in our authority. Just because in your relationship, your spouse may now desire to, their desires may change. They may want to take on a new endeavor. But how I allow it to affect me, that's in my control. Because change is not going to stop. And then also wanting to go to page 114 that says, it's wise to consider accepting the reality of what you are facing. That to me stuck out to me the most in all of the quotes in this topic, because we cannot change the reality of change. But the wise thing, the reality, is just accepting it, accepting what we're facing. Because in relationships, remember, we're dealing with two people, two different lifestyles, two different backgrounds, two different upbringings, two different environments, two different perceptions, two ways of living out their lives, two ways of how they spend their quality time, though there may be some similarities, but it's two different people. And change is something that we all have to accept. And it sometimes is not easy, but what I've learned is to do whatever we as individuals need to do to accept that change. Because what it's going to do is that it's going to help us to be able to flow with the nature of that reality. We would like it to be something different. We would like to say, oh, I wish things were like this. But the reality of it is, where it all boils down to, is that this is what it is right before me. So what am I going to do about it? The first thing is to do whatever is needed to accept it. And also, in thinking about this, the example that came to me is that this could also be related to, it's like putting on your seatbelt is like before you go onto a roller coaster and before it takes off. The purpose of that is that it protects you and to assure you will endure it to the end. So just like relationships, so we can make our relationships hard by not choosing to accept the change, or we can accept it for the reality that it is. And that's what helps us when it comes to how to aim in our relationship, is learning how to just accept the change that comes about in our relationship. And the last thing is to persevere. Learn to press forward in everyday experiences that lead to long-term relationships. And that takes us to page 176. And what that reads is that it's quite a bit, but what it does talk about is about our thoughts. In being able to control our thoughts, we can persevere and press and move forward, but if our minds are still back in those experiences, back in the effects of those pain, of those disappointments, of those abuse, whatever it was, then we can press all we want, but we will not go as far as our thoughts will allow us. So being able to control those thoughts, being able to now think that I am going to think positive because I no longer have to remain in the effect of the cause of my past experiences, being able to know that I don't have to entertain that negative energy. I no longer have to entertain what people have said to me, done to me, that I have the power and the authority to be able to move forward, to press and persevere forward. That's what is given us in the acronym of LEAP, is learning how to live. Because in our relationships, we're going to have to be able to persevere. Persevere through those times of change. Persevere through those times in which that it seems as if that we don't know which direction to go. But being able to persevere in how we think about it. Because if our minds are in a place of being cloudy, if our minds are in a place of being negative, then it will debilitate us if we underestimate the power of our mind, of our thoughts. But taking the control and the power by understanding it gives us the upper hand. And knowing the power of our thinking will help us in how to persevere. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close. And I definitely hope and pray that this was encouraging to you and could even give you some, just some little points even within the book itself about LEAP. Because this is not just about leaping, but it's about being able to overcome, to survive, to leap in applying the acronym of LEAP. And so I just pray that everyone was able to gain something from it. We thank you all for sharing your time with us. We just pray that God will continue to bless you all, to keep you all. We thank God for this opportunity, and we just pray that you all will just enjoy the rest of your day, that you will be safe and be blessed until next time. Bye-bye.